Pushback Isn't Racism, An Essay on Immigration and Assimilation, by Lugosi. Rule Britannia. I had an urge to write something about racism and I want to reframe it to what it really is, pushback. Pushback, in my context, is where you've had enough of a behavior that impacts you and you feel you want to say something about it. So who has any right to say anything? Is it a right anyway? Yes, it is. It's a free speech right. The who is us. The majority British people who have grown up with a British way of life. This bill has a number of elements that I select at random. They are at least pieces of British societal glue: colon. The Great British Breakfast, Sunday Lunch, Beer. Tolerance of Others. Easter, Christmas, Marriage, Christian Burial. The Queen. Queuing. Telling you what we think, in a mild and reserved manner. Humor and Satire. Okay, you have violated my boundaries in number 6. Now let me tell you what I really think. Immigration brings people who mostly don't behave in the blend we expect, hope, that one day they will assimilate and join in. Some of you have decided they never will, and I have sympathy for that possibility. After all, why come to Britain with no plan to endorse and embrace the bill? Surely, you don't expect that the Brits will just give up parts of their country so that immigrants can create their mother culture and religion that asserts itself as a modifier to the bill. We, the majority, like the way it was. We love the food though. Curries and kebabs. Tradition. Tradition. We are defined by some traditional music: colon. Jerusalem. Rule Britannia. The national anthem. But I throw you a curve. I wish we had a version of the song Tradition from Fiddler on the Roof, where he answers the question, why do we do these strange things? Answer: tradition. Tradition is good. Tradition must be preserved. Tradition should only be changed if we collectively agree the change is better. Taking a liberty. I think the inscription on the Statue of Liberty is a good example of the positive intent of immigration and asylum: colon. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest tossed to me, I lift my lamp beside the golden door. The majority in the UK is, still, white and Christian. That is our culture and distinct identity. To be British is distinct from being French or Pakistani. We have evolved a liberalism and tolerance. We believed that our institutions were robust, and that we had sufficient confidence in ourselves that we could allow immigration and could absorb those immigrants in a way that didn't constrain us. We didn't have to change because we believed that the new citizens were grateful to be here and would enrich our society. I blame the Jews, Sikhs, Windrush generation and the Hindus. As immigrants, at their time of immigration, they integrated seamlessly and were openly grateful to be here. Their benign and assimilating nature led us to believe it would always be like that. It hasn't turned out that way for Muslims, for example. The Windrush generation from the 1950s was matriarchal, church-going, disciplinarian. They worked on the buses, railways and nursing. Always with a smile. They suffered instant racism. Not because of what they did, but because of who they were. Black. Today, some of their grandchildren are responsible for an identifiable class of crime. The Jews of the East End in 1914 were urged by local rabbis to join the army in thanks for being allowed to emigrate to Britain. So, Mr. Corbyn, they weren't confused as to their Britishness or loyalty by being Zionists. And, it's obvious from your context you meant Jews. I find Sikhs and Hindus to be highly respectful of British culture while still following their religion. When did the Jews, Hindus or Sikhs create any action that had a negative impact on Britain? When pushback comes to shove. If we examine contemporary pushback, there are three main areas: colon. Pushback against Muslims and Islam. Push back against black crime. My point is that when we rail back against Muslims, Islam or black crime, we do so because there are behaviors from those groups that impact on our lives. I acknowledge it impacts their lives too, and many from those communities would wish it to be different. With black youths, it's crime, death, stabbing and shooting. It creates terror. I wonder why it doesn't come under the umbrella of terrorism. There are a spate of stabbings, murders, shootings, predominantly black-on-black gang crime and... well, I'm not sure what we are doing about it. But, when I hear radio debate about solutions, someone will tell you that it's racist to consider action. Somehow, targeting the profile of the people involved in crime, especially with limited resources, is racist. Stop and search is racist. Suggesting that we target for crime a carnival in Notting Hill, which is predominantly a black event, is racist. It's simply a way of shutting down solution seeking. Pushback becomes racism. We, the majority, aren't allowed to say anything. The community always seems to drop the important specific identifier. Which community do you mean? We are all in some community or other. Why are we cowed such that we can't identify which community we mean? Lambs to the slaughter. After arrests for Islamic terrorism plots or actual acts of terrorism, the police set themselves to calm the community. But it's not the victim community they mean. In my article about Hull versus Kosher, I argued that the fuss about Hull derives from pushback against the Muslim community for the high negative media bandwidth associated with Muslims. Muslims are linked in our minds with religious slaughter, and now a backyard abattoir, terrorism, un-British dress, burqa, niqab, local political intriguism, grooming, rape gangs, and changing the nature and character of traditional British areas by mosques and shops. The Muslim news bandwidth recently increased with the Muslim Council of Britain demanding that the Conservative Party investigate its Islamophobia for Boris Johnson saying something about Islamic dress that Jack Straw said a few years ago. I followed the bloviating of the MCB for many years. I believe they say they represent Muslims in the UK because most mosques are affiliated to them, so that allows them to co-opt the numbers attending mosque. A previous head of MCB was Iqbal Sakrani, who said that gay people carried diseases. His deputy general, Daud Abdullah, said it was okay to attack British naval boats if they enforced a blockade of Gaza. They wanted the UK to drop Holocaust Memorial Day because they said it wasn't inclusive, although anyone visiting the HMD Trust website would see it covers all genocides. They were born out of the Muslim Brotherhood. I consider them to be anti-British and representing the radical, fundamental side of Islam. Their actions and outpourings also cause pushback, aka Islamophobia. It's not a true phobia, but if anyone insists that it is, then I think it's acceptable to have a phobia about terrorism and the safety of young girls. The letter by MCB to the Conservatives was politically motivated to counter the anti-Semitism of the Labour Party. Here's some irony, Mr. Corbyn. According to several parliamentary and European studies on anti-Semitism, the frequency of anti-Semitism is found to show the biggest increase from Muslims. When the anti-Semitism argument broke, John Mann, chairman of the All-Party Group Against Anti-Semitism, was interviewed by Nick Ferrari on LBC, who asked him, where does anti-Semitism come from? From the left, from the right, and from Muslims. Anti-Semitism is racism. For an expose of MCB, I refer you to the Panorama program BBC ran on them in 2005. They made several complaints, and BBC's rebuttal is robustnews.bbc.co.uk web link. Here is your pressure group. Here is a group who have railed against aspects of BLIN, the name of the Muslim community. Conclusion. It isn't rocket science to understand and experience that pushback, a complaint about infringing our BLIN or undertaking anti-society behaviors, gets labeled as racism or Islamophobia. Why is it that we can complain about crime figures, but if we talk about a subset, black crime, it becomes racist? It's the same with Islamic-inspired terrorism. It doesn't vanish or diminish as a phenomena just because you can find some lone wolf nut a terrorist who isn't a Muslim. If we are tracking 25,000 suspects, then that's a large number of people not signed up to BLE. The media and politicians avoid translating Asian grooming gangs into the more common linkage that they are mostly Muslims, related to their culture and religion. As stated by a judge in one of the trials, immigration without assimilation has caused us to be forced to modify our BLE and it just ain't right. Copyright Lugosi 2018.